Record Side B here on KUOW Seattle. I'm Marcy Silman.
And you always know the B-side is the best. I'm Ross Reynolds. Today, McDonald's in Canada has suspended its use of their temporary foreign workers program, and they're waiting for the results of an audit on the use of the plan. Here to tell us more about it and with other news from Canada is Les Lane. He covers provincial affairs for the Victoria Times columnist. He's here for Vaughn Palmer this week. Hi, Les.
Hi, Ross.
First of all, what is the temporary foreign worker program in Canada?
There's been spotty but persistent labor shortages cropping up in different sectors in Canada for the past several years. Going back a considerable period of time, actually. So there's a very kind of complicated process where employers have to prove they've looked hither and yon for qualified Canadian job applicants. If they can successfully prove no Canadians are available for the job they want to fill, they can hire from offshore. And that entails a bit more paperwork. But over time, it's cropped up to several hundred thousand people from various countries all over the world are working in Canada, people working in Canada, not as Canadian citizens, but qualifying to immigrate to Canada under what they call the temporary foreign worker. And it's become an increasingly kind of sensitive issue.
Yeah, that's a lot of workers, several hundred thousand. What's been the reaction of the public to this program as it's rolled out?
It's been mixed and controversial, increasingly so, because there's a number of cases coming in that make, I think, most people question the validity of the criteria they're using to bring people in. Demonstrable cases where Canadians, you would think, are available, ready, and willing to work, and they're not being there. There's a mine in northern BC that was partway through the process of hiring several hundred Chinese miners to come in and work their operation in the far north on the basis that they had certain specific mining skills that they couldn't fill in Canada. That caused a big controversy that was canceled. Then last week, another kind of simpler to understand case, three McDonald's restaurants in Victoria owned by the same franchisee, the operator just got landed on pretty severely when a media expose found the place full of temporary foreign workers from the Philippines with Canadians. Clearly, the job market here, there's a number of youth unemployment rate in Victoria is 7, 8, 9% in there.
Now, what's the incentive of an employer to use someone from the temporary foreign worker program instead of a Canadian?
Basically, the sole criteria under the theory is that they can't find Canadian citizens to do the job. So
But then they pay these foreign workers less?
They were at the start, which increased the sensitivity to this issue. But that portion of the program has been abandoned, and they are all paid flat rate now.
Now, in the wake of these problems that have been taking place at the McDonald's, at the mine, what's the government response been?
The government's been talking increasingly tough on this over the last several months. The Minister Jason Kenney effectively landed on them with both feet last week, shut them down, blacklisted them, suspended them, and there's a number of investigations going. McDonald's Corporation did the same thing. They've actually yanked the franchise, and they're running them as corporate entities now, too. So there's a pretty severe fallout in the Victoria case.
Well, what's the sense here? Just a few bad actors who are exploiting the program, or is there real doubts that the program can be run without these problems?
I think there are a lot more people essentially faking it when it comes to saying they can't find Canadians to do the job. They're not looking hard enough. And the government is becoming increasingly aware of how sensitive it is, and they're getting a lot more severe in responding to this.
Well, the government created it, so I guess the government could take away any talk of that amongst the people who run the Canadian government?
Yeah, exactly. They've looked at themselves. They're tightening up all their restrictions increasingly over the last year or so. They've been doing that, and there's much more to come. So they are going to be landing on these people more. But then you get to this point where in some certain situations there is a legitimate case to be made, and it's a case of just balancing which one of these are legit and which one of them aren't trying hard enough.
Les Lane is with me. He's from the Victoria Times columnist, and he's filling in for Vaughn Palmer this week to talk about some of the news of the North. The Canada's health agency last week posted a recall, an unusual recall. It's for a batch of cannabis that's been sold as Purple Kush marijuana, of course, still illegal in Canada unless it's been authorized by a medical professional. Why did they recall the cannabis, Les?
No specific reason. It's just one of those stories that make you stop and ponder how much things have changed in recent years. We're used to recalls for car seats and automobiles, but this is the first one for marijuana on the basis that something they've done during the production isn't safe or not up to standards. They're being a little bit closed about the exact reason why, but it's prompted some, at least, amusement in some quarters.
If you have a medical professional who is certified that you can use marijuana, where does one get it in Canada?
Under the process for the medical marijuana thing, you can go to one of, I think, two dozen qualified producers in Canada. These are people that grow marijuana under a federal license, following all the rules and restrictions and regulations. There's one in Victoria set up recently. It's an incredibly secure-looking compound out in the middle of a field. There's a number of these across the country. The federal government ran this whole thing entirely up until recently, and then they waived off the authority to grant the permit that you need to actually use marijuana for medicinal purpose, and then they've left that to doctors now. So there's been a bit of an upswing in the prescriptions, up to 150 grams at one time.
Now, was there any suspicion that this Purple Kush that the health agency posted a recall for was being sold by these medical marijuana purveyors?
It's being sold legitimately under the process that they've set up, but there's some little wrinkle in the production. This is a facility just further up on Vancouver Island, and nobody's cleared up quite exactly what the process, the part that they missed is. But it's one of the more psychoactive strains of marijuana that circulates around BC, so there's some concern that they've done something wrong on this part.
Les, I understand there's also an issue with Air Canada right now. What's going on?
Air Canada dropped the ball. They dropped the suitcase in a big way last week, and someone was there with a cell phone camera to record the deed.
I saw that. Very damaging. You see a guy standing, dropping the suitcases down 15 feet, and they're landing, and you're going, oh, my God.
As long as it's not your laptop, it's actually quite amusing.
So what's the company doing to respond to this? They're caught. This guy's caught dead to rights.
Yeah, the video shows the baggage handlers. They're removing. They had too much cabin luggage, so they were removing some from the overhead bins, and they were in a rush, and one thing led to another, and they ended up dropping it approximately 20 feet down to a hard panned cargo container below, quite cavalierly. Which confirms, I think, maybe a lot of people's suspicions about why their shampoo is all over their clothes when they get off the plane.
Anybody get fired over this, Les?
I think it's in the works. Air Canada's been making very stern noises about tracking these two characters down and firing them. But the union is defending them to the extent that they're under a lot of pressure to get the plane rolling out on time.
Oh, so it's okay.
Go down the stairs,
so they have
an
excuse to drop your luggage 20 feet onto the ground? Really?
It doesn't wash with a lot of people.
No. You can't get away with anything now that there are camera phones everywhere, can you, Les?
Be careful, Ross.
Hey, Les, thanks a lot.
Take care.
Les Lane covers provincial affairs for the Victoria Times columnist. You're listening to The Record on KUOW.